It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, today's episode of Opinions Matter is a little bit different.
She isn't, because it's a debate. If you were listening to the previous episode, there was a big hullabaloo. By the way, my wife goes mad when I use the word,
because it's an awful word.
She says I sound like my mother.
Yeah.
When I say hullabaloo.
Give
me another word for hullabaloo.
It was murder.
No, there wasn't. Nobody actually died. So there was a big hullabaloo. Until I get a better word, that's my word, okay?
Yeah, come on.
Because I was accosted outside Zara at the weekend, just gone, for buying a Zara shirt. And the woman that accosted me basically gave out to me for supporting Zara, which are on the banned list because of their affiliations with Israel, which I wasn't aware of. Now I'm a bit more socially aware of the links. Anyway, we had a big debate about that. You can listen to that podcast. It's available to listen to. It was a lively, lively debate.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of that podcast, a woman messaged us, because it turned out in the middle of the conversation that McDonald's is on the list as well. Now, I love myself a McDonald's.
As we all do, yeah.
My kids love themselves a McDonald's. And it came up that McDonald's is also on that list. Wasn't aware of it, either were you. But a mother by the name of Vanessa contacted us just as we were wrapping up, so we didn't get a chance to talk to her. And she basically said that she wasn't bringing her children to McDonald's anymore.
She was boycotting McDonald's.
She was boycotting McDonald's. And she'd also told her child, who was under the age of 10, about the atrocities in the Middle East and Gaza in particular. And even though it was at the end of the topic on her Facebook page, people were losing their absolute minds. They were messaging, woke mother, shame on her, shame on her. And we decided to get her on, to because you can't get a full story from just a comment on Facebook.
Mm.
So we
Want to understand why she boycotts McDonald's, why her kids know that they don't go to McDonald's anymore. They understand everything, but she's going to explain to us.
Because if there is a boycott on McDonald's, I haven't seen any. No, by the way, I don't live in McDonald's. I don't spend every day there. But I live near McDonald's in Carrick Mines, as you know. And you go up there at the weekend and there's a queue going out the place for the drive-thru and you can't get a seat in the place. So if there is a boycott on McDonald's because pictures turned up online of them feeding
Israeli soldiers,
which is not a good look. But I don't know if it's an extensive boycott, is it?
No, it's not very high profile. It's more of an online thing. But we're going to be talking to Vanessa in a second, and she's basically outlining that the reason why she boycotts McDonald's, and she literally doesn't bring her children to McDonald's at all.
Can I just read out one of the messages that came in, and then we'll read it out to Vanessa in a few minutes when she comes on the air? Because one of the messages, our listeners don't like this stuff at all. Sure, they don't. As soon as they hear of someone having any kind of social conscience, they lose their minds. And this one, actually, this really stood out to me, because it says, well done, Vanessa. This is from Phil. Well done, Vanessa, raising woke kids. They'll be going to school with pink hair in no time. That's what you're dealing with.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking to Vanessa in just a moment.
Well, before we do, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
Adrian, you like your McDonald's.
I do.
You're bulging through that shirt there. You like your McDonald's. After finding out that McDonald's was on the boycott list, and I don't know who makes these lists, by the way. Is there someone sitting hung on?
No, campaigners.
Just campaigners. Now that you know McDonald's is on the list,
Will I think twice about going into McDonald's? Yeah, possibly.
No, that's not the question I asked you.
What's the question?
Because think twice is a meh, meh, meh. I want a yes or no. Will you go to McDonald's this week? Sorry, I'm not saying will you go out of your way to go to McDonald's, but if you're passing the drive-thru and you have a goo on you for a Big Mac, will you go in? Remembering that it's not McDonald's Ireland. And by the way, most McDonald's restaurants are franchises anyway. So the person who runs your local McDonald's is not feeding the IDF. We don't even know if that still goes on now. But will you?
I'll have to think about it.
That means he's afraid to answer.
We'll be talking to Vanessa in just one second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, we're joined on the line by Vanessa, who's the lady who sent a message during yesterday's episode, but we were too late to get her on the phone. Vanessa, you mentioned in your message that you are boycotting McDonald's and you have told your children all about the atrocities going on in the Middle East, in the Gaza Strip. What age is your child?
So she's 7 now, but she has known about this since obviously December 2023. So she would have been 5, nearly 6.
Wow. And sorry, when you say she knew about it, what did she know? What did you tell her?
Just told her what is happening, obviously in a child-friendly manner, because she had a lot of questions to ask about it, because I was very invested in it, you know, in what was happening, and obviously educating my children just at their level. You know, now obviously they wouldn't have seen anything on social media or on the news of what was happening, but, you know, in a child-friendly manner, that, you know, and this was at the beginning when it wasn't, I suppose, as severe as what has been happening the last number of months.
So at the very start of this conflict between Israel and the Gaza territory, did you tell your daughter what the Palestinians had done that sparked this war?
Yeah, but this started way before that. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, I did. I spoke to her about the whole history, you know, of the Nakba, of everything else that happened prior to October 7th. So, yeah.
And
if that's the way you want to talk about, you know, you can't start this story with October 7th.
No, and it doesn't,
you know what
start,
I mean? It has to start back.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I get that, but I'm curious to know why you were telling a child so young about the conflict in the Middle East.
Because I was so invested in it, and she wanted to know about it because I spoke to my husband in great detail about it. So I think educating our kids in what's going on is key, with obviously with a child-friendly level of it. I think we should be educating them.
So how do you teach a child in a child-friendly way about the horrors of what's going on in the Middle East? Take me through the words that you'd use.
I will, yeah. So I would have said to her, for coming up to Christmas time, you know, obviously that she's getting what she, you know, she's doing her list to Santi, and, you know, that there was poor children in Palestine, you know, don't even have a home, you know, for Santi to come to. So that's how I would have approached it with her. And that's where it started. Yeah.
And has she seen images? Because I tend to, maybe I'm wrong for doing this, maybe I'm right, I tend to, if I'm in the living room and I have three kids all under the age of 11, and I tend to turn the, if the news happens to be on and something comes on about that, I tend to turn it off. I don't know, is that a bad thing? Is
no,
that a bad thing I'm doing?
No, or? I wouldn't. No, you're right, protecting. Look, I have four children, you know, ranging from 14 to 4. So like 100% I want to protect my children. I wouldn't want them to see them images. Do you know what I mean? So they don't see it. So they know that, like, you know, what Israel is doing, it's starving the children, it's, you know, hurting the children, but they don't see any images on it.
Okay, you know, so, but your child would know all of that information?
Yeah, yeah.
And in terms of, we were talking on the podcast about boycotting companies like Zara or Puma or whatever. But you have an active boycott of McDonald's. Is that right?
Yeah. Look, do you know what? There's been, like, people speaking about a can of Coke here and there is not going to make, do you know what I mean? Look, my kids still have, my older children will go to the shop and will spend their money and buy a Coke or a Fanta, which Fanta is the same company. I'm not going to stop, and I don't think, you know, bombarding somebody, you know, outside a shop is going to educate someone. I don't think that's the right way to approach this, you know, and I think when people don't understand the whole concept of it, then, you know, but it's all a personal choice as well. So like my 14-year-old, she was 12 at the time, used to hang out in our local McDonald's. Now I would refuse to go in, and I refused to bring my younger ones in, but she still hung out. And I'd never say to her, you know, you can't hang out there at McDonald's because of this. But it was about, she knew, she was educated like the rest of them, but it was her choice, do you know what I mean, to go to McDonald's. I chose not to go, and I chose not to bring the younger ones.
If your kids, I was saying on the previous podcast, and I mentioned there at the start of this as well, that we have a And by the way, I just want to say to you, you don't sound very preachy to me. A lot of our listeners, when they saw your comment, they got very upset about it. We'll read out some of those messages in a second. I don't think you're being very preachy. I actually admire, yeah. I admire you for having principles, which a lot of people don't. But this party that I have coming up this weekend, well, it's from my daughter.
Yeah, no, and I would never expect you not to bring, do you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if my daughter was invited to a party in McDonald's from one of her classmates, 100% I'd bring her. But I probably would, you know, have a chat with the parents, say, look, normally we don't come here. This is the reason. But I'm not being, but you can't be.
And answer me this,
like,
then. How do you explain that? This is the reason. What is the reason?
What is the reason? Well, I suppose, you know, there was images that came out and, you know, the IDF were being fed by McDonald's, but also it has shares in, you know, McDonald's that are opened in occupied territories. Like, we've spoken about this, and that's just the reason. I suppose my 7-year-old now, if you ask her why we don't go to McDonald's, it's because, you know, McDonald's will feed the Israeli soldiers and their starving children in Palestine or in Gaza. It's exactly what she will respond.
Okay, and again, we'll address the negativity that people have at that moment. But when I go to my local McDonald's is in Carrick Mines in Dunland's Southside. And when I go there with the kids, I'm usually served by, in fact, the girl that normally serves us in McDonald's is a local girl. She's an Irish girl. Mm. She lives in the estate next to my estate. And by not going, if I was to decide to boycott my local McDonald's tomorrow, that's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt the IDF. It's not going to hurt Benjamin Netanyahu in any way. It's not going to hurt any Israelis. The only person I would think that would directly affect is that girl that works behind the counter, who's a lovely girl and is just doing her job.
Yeah, and look, and I completely empathise with that. And I suppose it's trying to see the bigger picture here. Like, this war is money. Like, this is all money. It's all, like, it's where is the IDF getting, where are they getting that money from? And it's by these companies having, I suppose, businesses or premises or taxes is going to are going to Israel, Jimmy, and that's where their tax money is being used to bomb children. So, like, and you know, women and men in Palestine or in Gaza. Do you know what I mean? So that's like, and I think the whole boycott is never going to work if one or two. It has to be a collective thing. Do you know what I mean? So that's, yes, I agree. It's not going to affect. And like I said, as I started this, like, by one person not buying a can of Coke is not going to make a difference. Do you know what I mean? And I think that was the huge thing with the whole electric picnic thing. I'm not getting into it. But that's where I'm coming from. Is like, I will choose to boycott it because.
And let me ask you then: Do you boycott any other companies, or is it just McDonald's?
No, like I would, yeah, like I wouldn't, like, personally shop in Zara, but I pass by it, like, and I'd never not, like, do you know what I mean? There's lots of, you know, and like, I think someone mentioned that Black Rock, you know, it is huge, like, it's massive, like, if you really want to go down, and, like, it's not, you know, you could go down, like, Kellogg's is on it, Fairy is on it, Colgate is on it. Like, it's a minefield of what's on it. I boycott where I can boycott and try and do what I can.
Okay, so we on the previous podcast, we read out a list of a load of different companies that have some involvement with Israel. Yeah. Do you try to boycott them all?
I try to where I can, yeah.
And would you have, I'm sure you heard my story about what happened at the weekend when I came out of Zara and the woman verbally, by the way, she didn't physically attack me, but she verbally, she gave me a good telling to on the street. Would you support that, or do you, in other words, what I'm trying to say to you, and by the way, I don't care if you think this, I want you to be honest with me, do you think I'm a bad person for buying that shirt in Zara? Now, at the time when I bought it, I wasn't aware that it was on the ban list. Adrian asked me on the previous podcast, would I buy another shirt, because I go through shirts quite regularly, would I buy another shirt in Zara? And I said, I don't have the answer yet, so that's a yes or no. Am I a bad person? Am I a horrible person?
No, I don't think you're a horrible person. I think anybody, like, I just, but I think, like, you know, I think if we just, I suppose, open more open conversations instead of shouting at you, maybe just coming over and saying, look, you know, do you know, like, I personally wouldn't, do you know what I mean? That's just my personal,
I know, and this,
like, if anyone wants to talk to me, I will talk to them about what my knowledge is.
But that's why we wanted to get you on, by the way, because this woman, she reminded me of, you know, the meme, the triggered woman meme with the glasses just shouting. She was this meme. Yeah. And that's why we wanted to invite you on. Now, and we will get to the negativity in a moment, but you were able to sit down and have a very relaxed conversation about us. Since you told us about the McDonald's thing, I'm going to be honest with you, and Adrian didn't know this as well. I've just seen the photographs of the IDF holding McDonald's. Mm. Are they 100% real, or are they AI? Or
they're not.
Real?
No, they are. They're, yeah, like, it has come out on their TikToks. It's been, look, I've, like, really looked into all this.
Why would they do that?
Someone that jumped on.
But why would they do that as a multinational company? Why would they put themselves in that position?
This was at the very beginning now. This hasn't been recent. This was back in... Do you know what I mean? This didn't happen recently. This is going on since, like, I've got really, I suppose, invested in it probably the end of November last, or 2023. Do you know what I mean? I really started to research and look into it, and understand the history more of what was going on. But so that was kind of around the early days. I don't know, I think there's been anything since, like, do you know what I mean? But I think that's the whole, you know, the annoyance around it, and the fact that they still have, you know, premises in occupied Palestine, you know. So, like, I mean, the settlers have come in and they've taken the land in Palestine. And then obviously, like, I mean, you could go down booking.com, Airbnb, all them are on the list as well.
And you do, and I've read through a lot of the different companies that are on this boycott list, and the reasons behind all of you know, the suggested reason why you should boycott this company for what they've done in Israel. So for people who were on the previous podcast saying things like boycotts achieve nothing, nothing is going to change, what do you say to that?
I know, but if everyone had that attitude, yes, of course, nothing would change. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it just takes one person to say, no, well, I'm doing this movement, or I'm taking this change. And then, like, it's all about numbers. And then as people come, you know, so then I'll talk to someone and then they'll join me, et cetera, et cetera. And the numbers grow. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. But we all know, like, money makes the world go round. And it's nearly like that whole, if you take away someone's money nearly, and I don't mean take, that's probably... If you take away their money, you take away their power. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, like, the Central Bank of Ireland was, you know, they were selling Israeli bonds. Do you know what I mean? And that has now moved from Ireland. Do you know? So it does.
But will you? No, and just to be certain on it, have you told your children that you won't bring them to McDonald's, or what? Where exactly do you stand
So, the whole McDonald's thing. So when this happened, every Friday, I used to bring my daughter, who is obviously 7 now, to McDonald's as her treat. And once this happened, she was asking to go, and I said no, but, like, Sienna, this is the reason, because of what's happening in Palestine. Obviously not in detail, but as I mentioned, it's child friendly.
What was her? Okay, so she was 5, like, at the time, wasn't she?
She was 5 and a half.
Because I know, I just know, and all 5-year-olds are the same. I know, because I have a 5-year-old at home. I know that on a Friday, because I sometimes bring my kids to McDonald's on Friday, that if I turned around and she said, Daddy, we want to go to McDonald's. No, darling, we can't go to McDonald's because McDonald's were, you know, obviously...
They were feeding the bold soldiers in Israel.
She'd literally screamed the bloody car down. And, you know, kids don't care about that. It's very hard to make a child socially aware at that age, isn't it? At 5 years of age.
I suppose, yes. But my daughter, like, I have brought my... Like, he was only 2 at the time, and my daughter into, like, the first marches in December in town. And that's, like, they were involved in the marches in the city. And, like, they've come to, like, you know, events with me, so the awareness is there, I suppose. And, like, she hasn't questioned it since. Like, he doesn't even remember McDonald's, but it's a mad how marketing is. When we drive by, he's like, I want a McDonald's. I don't think you've ever had McDonald's, like, do you know what I mean? And I'm like, no, we don't go there, pal, anymore, do you know what I mean? So, and then he just, like, and I'm like, we'll go to the shop now, and we go to our local Mace or something and get a treat on a Friday instead of going to McDonald's.
Okay, but do me a favour and stay with me for 1 second, if you can, please, because a few messages have come in through our Facebook, which I want to read to you in a second. Stay there for 1 second, if you can, please.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Vanessa, I want to read a few messages that have come in and get your reaction to them, okay? So let me read the first one. It says, that woman should be ashamed of herself, destroying her child's innocence and childhood. What was she thinking, asks Jason. What do you say to that?
I just said, well, at least she has a childhood compared to the children in Gaza. That's my response. She has plenty of a happy childhood. So I haven't destroyed my child at any cost. If anything, she's very empathetic and a very caring person. And, you know, it has made her more aware of, you know, her surroundings and things that are going on. And, you know, so no, I don't agree with that. Anyways, everyone to their own opinion. That's fine.
I think you're brilliant, by the way. And I said, I'm not just saying that because you're on the line, because I've often attacked people on this show who I don't agree with, but I do think you're brilliant. I do think maybe you told her at slightly too young of an age. Did any of her friends, or are any of her friends as socially aware as she is of what's going on in the Middle East?
Probably not.
No.
Her little friend wanted to go to McDonald's and she says, no, we can't go. We don't go to McDonald's because of what they do. And her friend was like, no, but the McDonald's in our local, she obviously said our local area.
Yeah.
And she said, she was like, like it's water off a duck's back to her. Do you know what I mean? It didn't bother her that she wasn't going to McDonald's. I'm sorry, like there's bigger things in the world than, you know, my 6 or 7 year old going to McDonald's.
Because that's Jason's point that he said that you've destroyed her innocence.
No. Not one bit have I destroyed her innocence.
Okay, well, let me read another message. This just came in this very second. Well done to Vanessa, raising woke kids. They'll be going to school with pink hair in no time.
Jesus, that's ridiculous.
A bit childish, no?
So can they define woke?
Yeah,
so my child is woke because she's aware. So they're going to say to me next that my child is going to be, yeah.
I think
no
Vanessa,
comment, yeah. No comment.
Exactly. I think a lot of the time people who say woke, Vanessa, we get called woke all the time. I'm not woke, by the way. I've never dyed my hair pink or blue or any of those.
Or any colour, yeah.
A lot of people don't even understand what woke is. And I think there's people losing their minds over what you did. This is bizarre. You swear, Vanessa, that you were actually after coming on the show and saying that you're sending your child over to fight with the IDF in Israel. You swear,
I know.
You're
really?
Not saying anything that bad. But you obviously want your children, and I'm not going to use the expression woke, you want them to be socially aware. You want them to be aware of atrocities that are going on in the world. Is that right?
But then it's about educating them and the awareness, like, because, you know, just because we have a luxury of living in Ireland and we don't have to experience that, but like, I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not taking away her innocence or her childhood. I'm very cautious in what she knows and what she sees. And I've said that from the beginning. So, but she is aware of what's happening to a children's level, definitely. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, but then you're not going to like this next message either. It says, that woman is a virtue signalling clown. Worry about what is happening in our own country.
I'd say you do, Vanessa. Do you worry about what...
I do. And I, you know what? I've had people come up to me and, I mean, when we done flags and they've, like, abused me saying, what have you done about the homeless in Ireland and what about this? And I, you know, why are you waving that flag? And I was like, but the children being bombed. And he goes, well, what about the Irish children? And I says, and what about the homeless? And I said, what have you done for the homelessness of Ireland? And my daughter, that's 7, every year at Halloween goes over to a local butcher's and hands over a bag of sweets to give to the homeless people of Ireland or of Dublin city centre. So, you know, that's what she does with her leftover Halloween sweets, because in fairness, the kids get way too much at Halloween.
That's brilliant what you do.
You know, like, so it's not like I don't do anything, and she's the most empathetic soul. You go into Dublin City Centre and she's always asking me for money to give to homeless people. So, you know,
okay,
I do a lot for...
I think, by the way, to that person who sent that in, a troll basically, I think you were raising, you said 3 kids, you have 3 kids, have you?
Four.
I think you were raising... No, I don't know you from Adam and I don't know your children, but I think I think you're doing a brilliant job, and I think you're going to raise kids that are actually very socially aware, that have empathy towards people who are who are less fortunate than they are. Yeah. I think you're doing an absolutely brilliant job. You might be a tad bit woke, but not too woke.
Why?
Why?
I know, I'm only joking. No, but a lot of people would see that to make your children that socially aware. Mm. I think it's great. I remember hearing the story about Princess Diana used to bring the two sons out to the streets of London at night. She used to sneak them out of. I remember hearing this story and I thought it was amazing that she used to bring them out to the streets of London at night.
Meet homeless people
and drug addicts. Mm. And she used to say to them, lads, you've been brought up in amazing wealth and not everybody is the same as you. And
as unfortunate as you, yeah.
And you know, when you see those videos of what is going on in Gaza, it's just. And then you have kids over here moaning because they're not going to get the new PlayStation from Santa Claus this Christmas. Yeah. It does put everything into perspective.
And on a positive note,
there are positives.
well done to that woman. She should be admired. I hope I'm half the parent she is, says Darren, which is lovely. That's very nice.
Thank you, Darren.
And then just one final one then. Did you see the comment about the mother not letting her kids into McDonald's? Jesus, I've heard it all now. Is she well in the head? And the bottom line is you are very much well in the head. And you're very conscious of what you're doing. So let me just ask you then finally, Vanessa.
Don't ask her, did the kids miss Happy Meals?
No.
Do they? That's a genuine question. Have the kids, does it come up regularly that the kids go, oh, we'd love a McDonald's now, or is it just forgotten about?
No, it's forgotten about. Honestly, I'm not just saying that, it's forgotten about.
Okay, so then finally, as we said, there was an extensive list of different companies that campaigners like yourself would like to see people boycotting. Do you boycott a lot of them or just a few?
Yes, as much as I can. Do you know what I mean? Like, as I said, my kids will still go to the shop and buy a Coke. Do you know what I mean? With their pocket money. And I'm not going to, like, they know it's on the list, but like, I'm not, like, I don't physically buy it. But as I say, you know, if they want to go and buy it, I'm not going to stop them. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I try to, yes, definitely. I just, like, I shop in Dunn. So I try to buy like Dunn's own brand over the whatever the named products, I suppose, essentially.
Okay, so you do your best to boycott all of the
products.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say I'm sitting here, I'm an angel, like Jesus, like, do you know what I mean?
But Vanessa,
like, I do what I can. And when I can, you know.
But I have to say, I'd love to be half the parent that you are as well.
For people listening to this podcast, you heard yesterday's one as well, where we had a lot of people saying it's a complete and utter waste of time. Why, in your opinion, should people be boycotting companies like McDonald's or Coca-Cola or HP or whatever? Why should they consider boycotting those products themselves?
Because if you hit them, as I said, where it hurts, and it's their money, like if their sales start dropping, then maybe they'll take a look at themselves and go, okay, here, what are we doing wrong?
Okay. All right. It's definitely food for thought. Vanessa, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Hey, Vanessa, before you go, just as a by-the-by, have we ever spoken to you before? Because you're absolutely brilliant. We could talk to you for hours. Have you ever been on, on the podcast before? Or is this just something
I haven't been.
That's mad. Well, don't be a stranger.
Thanks very much for having me on. All right.
Great to talk to you, Vanessa. Thanks very much indeed.
Bye-bye.
Interesting episode of Opinions Matter.
What was special about
Vanessa was special.
She was. She was brilliant. Now, I don't know how that would go down in Dixon household. My kids are fans of McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
They get it once every... Now, this is where you go, where you pull up a topic from 2005 to say...
How often do you bring them?
I bring them once a week. I'm going to put my hands up. I bring Luke to KFC and my girls to McDonald's as a treat once a week. And I wish I had the willpower to be able to...
The principal.
Brilliant.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.